Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Nanga def yo sama gam dikna dang yon khalis xamna ni yow momu loko dang ko app mang for ko baldoze.
Immigration made political headlines in 07. Migration made musical ones. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up on our show, the hottest in Latin music for 2007 and a new concept album that draws a diverse musical picture of Harlem. But to begin, roots versus fusion is an old debate in world music. Artists are experimenting more and more across borders. One example is this Senegalese singer and songwriter Youssou N'Dour. His latest album, Roku Mi Roka, is inspired by the desert close to Mali, and his record made it to the list of WNYC's culture reporter and Boston Globe music critic Siddhartha Mitter as one of the best of the world music releases in 07. Siddhartha, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hi, John.
So crossing borders seems to have been a big deal in the world music scene this year. What do we make of the long-term, you know, roots versus fusion thing? Is that battle still ongoing?
I think that battle is always ongoing in world music. I think as long as we have a category called world music, there's going to be battles about what does it mean. You know that world music is a much debated category. Is it exploitative? Is it overgeneralizing and so on? And in the end, I think that it's a useful category, if only because it allows us to think about what's going on in the global music market at any given time. And I think what's been going on now is, reasonably enough, the global music market tracks what's happening in the world. Globalization and migration and the constant movement of peoples cross-fertilizing each other more and more.
Now, Youssou N'Dour, coming from Senegal, you know, was like the poster boy for fusion. You know, the work with Peter Gabriel, the kind of electric amplified sound of his music. But on his latest record, looking west, just over the border into northern Mali and, you know, into the desert regions there.
Yeah, I think it's great that we start this segment with Youssou N'Dour because, in a way, he's a bellwether of what's happened in world music. He kind of emerges onto the world music scene just when that's coming together in the 1980s. He's picked up in Dakar. You know, he's just one of these musicians, young musicians with a hot band in an obscure country. And then he, you know, he goes through the 1980s. He's involved with Peter Gabriel and all these other great, you know, white pop impresarios of world music, gatekeepers and all of that. And he goes through the fusion phase. And you know, the rap on Youssou N'Dour in the 1990s is that he had two personalities. He was back at home in Dakar, he was doing this hot, swinging dance music. And then overseas, he was doing, you know, electro-fusion music, which might not have really stood the test of time. I think that now Youssou N'Dour has brought it all together since the early 2000s with his last couple of albums. And he's really found his own voice. And I think that's a trend in world music in general.
All right. So his latest is called Roku Mi Roka, Give and Take. Also crossing borders, Kiran Aluwalia, also on your list. She's been here in our Soundcheck studio a couple of times. Toronto musician of Punjabi extraction, now based here in New York. And talk about crossing borders. I mean, you know, it's one thing for her to kind of pick up this ancient tradition of the ghazal, this mm-hmm. Indo-Persian poetry. She adds elements of Portuguese fado to this record. What do you make of that?
She does. She's got this great new album. It's called Wanderlust, which I guess pretty much translates her frame of being. And on it, there is some Portuguese guitar. There's some accordion. There's also electric bass and so on. So there's stuff from Portuguese fado and also other, you know, Western European forms. But what I really appreciate about Kiran's album is that it doesn't really feel like fusion. It really feels like she's mining these other forms for a shared emotional sensitivity with ghazal, which is romantic poetry, romantic musical poetry from India and Persia. And so she's not so much trying to force shoehorn things together in the way that people might have done a few years ago. She's finding commonalities. And in the end, what really prevails with Kiran, I think, is she's got this incredibly pure ghazal voice. She's no matter how much she goes into other genres, she's got an incredibly pure Indian classical ghazal voice, and she's, you know, a great credit to the form now.
Let's hear a little bit from the album Wanderlust, Kiran Aluwalia.
हाथ अपने हैं और
song is called Hath Apne from the album Wanderlust by Kiran Aluwalia. And we're speaking with Siddhartha Mitter, WNYC's culture reporter and contributor to the Boston Globe, about the best world music releases of the year. Nothing at all traditional about the ensemble there for an Indian ghazal singer, but as you said, Siddhartha, the singing, very beautiful and very traditional.
The voice carries it.
So I don't want to give the impression that all of this kind of looking across borders is happening now. Some of it happened centuries ago, and we're only finding out about it now. And that was one of the other stories of this year's World Music List, the Garifuna Collective.
The Garifuna Collective, this, I think, the big story in world music, if you polled all the world music critics, the one album that would probably be on everybody's list is called Watina by Andy Palacio. Andy Palacio is a member of the Garifuna community. These are the black Caribbean people from Belize and the area around there. Their story is a story of isolation and shipwreck and forced exile through the Caribbean to this very, very remote place. And their music and other forms of folk culture have grown up in a lot of isolation. And now they have emerged, and the story of emergence is a big headline in world music. Andy Palacio and his producer, Ivan Duran, won this big award at WOMEX, which is the big world music convention, which was held in Seville a couple of months ago. And what they're doing is they're going back to this. This is a roots music in a way. But it does, I think, correspond to the trend that I'm talking about, because one thing they do is they've eliminated the middleman. They've brought the music is produced right there in Belize by a top-notch recording studio, and it's not really a music that has required a gatekeeper, a Western gatekeeper, to go and find it and bring it to the market. It's really come out in a much more organic way that is much more possible now in this era of migration and globalization and YouTube and all the rest of it.
So let's hear a little bit from Andy Palacio and the Garifuna Collective. The album is called Watina, and this song is called Baba. Tale that begins with two boatloads of shipwrecked slaves, and several centuries later, this is the music that you find on the coast of Belize and neighboring countries in Central America. Siddhartha, the band, it's Andy Palacio and the Garifuna Collective. They actually come from Belize. There's one or two from, I guess, Honduras,
Nicaragua, neighboring countries, yeah.
But it's not just that they're crossing borders, it's generations as well.
They are crossing generations. There's a bit of cultural preservation going on here. Andy and his producer really reached out to some older musicians that otherwise might be in the risk of being forgotten. There's a guy called Paul Nabor in particular who contributes to this. He's 80-something years old. And this is his moment in the global sun. And this is important because this is Garifuna music. It's traditional music, if you will. It's not necessarily what's popular there now or amongst the Garifuna community. There's a big Garifuna community here in New York and in Los Angeles as well, but there's a kind of more synthetic pop music called Punta Rock that's popular there. And so just because this is the music of a culture that we're exploring, you know, for the first time, doesn't necessarily mean that it's there to stay. And so Andy and Yvonne have really done a big service by going back and bringing all this together and creating a market for it.
And, you know, if the category of world music needs any justification, that's kind of it. That, you know, there are these traditions that we hear and, you know, they could be here today and gone tomorrow, literally.
Absolutely.
And we need these documents.
And there are ones that are coming around tomorrow that we can't anticipate, and it's all of that together.
We're speaking with Siddhartha Mitter about the best world music releases of 2007. You can find Siddhartha's full list on the Soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org, where you can also find the Soundcheck listener poll. Now, today is the last day that you can vote for your favorite releases of 2007. There are several categories, and I will just say that one of those categories, the winner hangs in the balance. There is currently one artist leading another by a single vote. So the listener poll, this is your last day to get your all-important votes in. We'll have the results on tomorrow's sound check. That's at wnyc.org. Let's move on to some compilation records. There are a couple of kind of scenes out there that recordings took notice of. Why don't we start in Brazil with Pernambuco, state in northeastern Brazil. What's going on there?
Oh, man, an incredible scene that, as it turns out, has been going on for about 10 or 12 years, and that some of us are only just now, myself included, cottoning onto, thanks to this amazing compilation. I have to say that it's very uncool to put a compilation at the top of your list, but nowadays, in the era of iTunes and so on, it's all about creating your own compilation. This compilation, What's Happening in Pernambuco, on David Byrne's label, Luaka Bop, has to have been my favorite album of the year, because I just kept coming back to it over and over again and wishing that I could just get on a plane and go to Recife or have done that 5 or 10 years ago and catch the scene. Recife is a big port city. It's vast. It's got lots of crime. It's not on the tourist trail except for Carnival for a couple of days. You know, it's one of those places where, why would you go there? And those places tend to be places where progressive arts movements take root and flourish, and this is the best example I can see of that.
The album's called What's Happening in Pernambuco, and this song is Carimbau. The artist is named Nassau Zumbi, and the song is Carimbau, from a compilation called What's Happening in Pernambuco, a look at the music scene in northeastern Brazil. And Siddhartha Mitter from the Boston Globe, WNYC's culture reporter, with us on Soundcheck with his picks for the best world music of 2007. You didn't have to look too far for the next pick. DJ Reka lives right here in New York.
Absolutely, and she's quite well known in the New York downtown art scene and all of that, but not necessarily in the broader world beyond the global South Asian diaspora. She's a real cultural entrepreneur, and she's brought together a compilation album of Bhangra music spanning 10 years of her work as an impresario in that area. It's the party music of the South Asian diaspora, and this is probably its most complete compendium to date.
Here's a little bit from the album called Basement Bhangra. Snake Charmer is from Punjabi MC, and it comes from the compilation CD Basement Bhangra, put together by DJ Rekha. Siddhartha, it's like a mixtape, I suppose. It's all, she wrote some of the songs, but a lot of things that she would do at her weekly Bhangra.
It's exactly that. For those who've been to that event at SOBs, it's monthly, actually. It is like a mixtape, and there's some great club classics from that world, and then there's some new innovative tracks that she did with other people.
All right. A reissue next. Tabule Rushero. I mean, this guy actually had some traction in the earliest years of the world music scene in the mid-80s, again, because Peter Gabriel championed him. Now he reappears.
That's right, and he's a veteran of one of the greatest crossover musics of the world has ever seen, which is the Cuban rumba meets Central African beats in Congolese rumba and soukous. And he, parallel with the late Franco, were the two greatest, most seminal band leaders of this amazing music, which takes this incredible transformation from lovely Cuban rumba in the 1950s to fast guitar-driven sebene stuff in the 1980s and onwards. He's still around. Franco passed away a number of years ago. Tabule is still around. He's always been a little bit in the shadow, I think, reputationally of Franco, and there's all kinds of weird reasons why. But he's getting his due now with this compilation that covers his work from 1961 to 1977, and it is one of the most fertile periods and transitions in African music that you can document.
Tabule Rushero, the album's called The Voice of Lightness, Congo Classics. Tabule Rushero, one of the great band leaders and singers from the Congo, and a reissue of stuff from the 60s and 70s. On Siddhartha Mitter's list of the best world music of 2007, we have time for one final bit of music from your list, Siddhartha, and it is from Errol Josue. Tell us quickly who he is.
Errol Josue pretty much encapsulates what's vibrant in world music right now. He was initiated as a Haitian voodoo priest at 17. Then he lived in France, then in New York and Miami. He brings all of those things together in this incredible album called Règlement, which follows the liturgy of a voodoo ceremony, but also has ambient electronica and even just a melodic singing style that reminds me a lot of the great French singers.
All right, we'll hear a little bit from Errol Josue to wrap up this segment. Siddhartha Mitter is WNYC's culture reporter and a contributor to the Boston Globe. Siddhartha, thanks very much.
My pleasure, John. Thanks very much.
Coming up, our Critics Week continues with a look at Latin music in 2007. And then coming up later still, find out what happened when uptown jazz musicians crossed paths with spoken word artists and DJs and others. We'll talk to the two men behind something called the Harlem Experiment. This is Soundcheck.